In 1895, a few months after Edson White and the Morning Star crew first reached Vicksburg, Mississippi, the General Conference decided to start a school for African Americans in the South. A committee was appointed to find a site for no more than $8,000. The committee, General Conference President O.A. Olson, Treasurer Harmon Lindsay, and G.A. Irwin, Director of the Southern District, stopped first in Chattanooga, Tennessee, at the home of Elder and Mrs. L. Dio Chambers, where they met the 21-year-old Anna Knight. Then they journeyed on to Huntsville, Alabama.
Morning, gentlemen. Welcome to the best real estate agency in these parts. How can I help you?
My name is Olson, and these men are Elder Irwin and Mr. Lindsay.
Thank you. How do you do?
Good to meet you.
We hope you can guide us to a suitable property for a school.
What sort of school would that be?
We want to start an institution for the training of colored people. Something along the lines of the Tuskegee Institute.
Tuskegee graduates are assured of jobs wherever they go, and we hope to produce the same results. The school must be mostly self-supporting, so we'll need a large tract of land.
I see. May I ask what organization y'all represent?
We are members of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Well, I swan! My mother was a patient at your sanitarium down at Battle Creek.
Ah.
She never received better care.
Well, we've just come from Battle Creek.
I'll do everything I can to help. I think I know just the place.
Oh?
The old Beasley Estate, also known as the Irwin Farm.
Mm-hmm.
It's 360 acres, 5 miles northwest of town. It has several buildings still standing.
Oh, what buildings?
Well, there's the old mansion, a barn, and about 9 old slave cabins. Used to be quite a place. They say Andy Jackson himself stayed there more than once when he was fighting the Creek Indians in Tallapoosa.
Oh, really?
I'll tell you the truth, it's pretty run down now. But it can be built up again.
Mm-hmm.
Asking price is $7,700. Would you be interested in seeing it?
Oh, yes.
Elder Olson, careful of those brambles.
Thank you, Brother Lindsay. Ah, the place is certainly overgrown, isn't it? It'd take a lot of clearing and rebuilding to make it suitable.
Whoa! No, don't fall, Brother Owen. Afraid I wasn't looking where I was going. I've been counting those beautiful, stately oaks. There are exactly 65 of them.
Ah.
I'm sure this is the place we should buy. I suggest we call it Oakwood. Oakwood Industrial School.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, so do I.
Because of the agent's mother's good experience at Battle Creek, the church was able to purchase the property for only $6,700. Elders Olson and Irwin returned that winter to begin the daunting job of clearing and rebuilding. In no time, the General Conference president was busy plastering, while Elder Irwin acted as tender, mixing the plaster and carrying it upstairs. More help was on the way. First to arrive was George Washington Warsaw, a local African-American nursery owner.
Lived around here all my life, Elder Olson. I was born on this land back when it was called the Irwin Farm. Cotton gin was working every day when I was young. Cotton done wore out soil, though.
Yes, we've noticed that much of the land is as barren as a rock.
No. You need to get a good farm manager. But what I came for was to offer my services to help you clear all his here underbrush.
We gladly accept, don't we, Brother Irwin?
Thank you so much, Mr. Warsaw.
George Graham's my name, and I'm from Birmingham. I want to go to school, but I don't have any money. Can I work my way, Elder Olson?
Yes, you can, Mr. Graham. In fact, I'm about to hitch up the mules to finish plowing this field. You can help me.
What's your name, son?
Grant Royston, Elder Irwin. I'm from Vicksburg.
Vicksburg? You've made a long trip.
As soon as I heard about this here school, I started out. I wanted to learn. Don't have no money, but I'll work. That is, if you'll let me.
You bet, Mr. Royston. Grab one of those paintbrushes and we'll tackle the inside of the old mansion.
All right!
Not everyone was so enthusiastic as these early arrivals. J.J. Mitchell of California hired as manager, arrived at night and got his first look at the place the next morning. The prospect was so dismaying that he quit on the spot, though he remained for 2 years to help out. Then Grant Atkins came from Atlanta, and early in 1896, Solon M. Jacobs arrived from Iowa to serve as manager and principal. At the top of the needs list was a good water supply, so they could stop hauling water in barrels from a spring on the hill.
The windmill's turning, Brother Jacobs, but the water's stopped running.
The well's dry, Brother Atkins. We're going to have to find another solution. Do you have any suggestions, Mr. Warsaw?
Well, there's that old well by the house, but it's completely filled in with dirt and trash. I don't know how long it'll take you to dig it out.
We're going to have to try. How's it going down there?
Slow and dirty, Mr. Jacobs. This place mighty hard.
What was that, Brother Royston?
Another rusty old knife.
Just what we need. We're getting quite a collection of knives, pitchforks, plow points, and rocks. None of them worth a plug nickel.
Hey, this is something different.
What, Brother Royston, another plow point?
No. It looks like a spur.
A spur?
Is there something significant about that, Mr. Warsaw?
Well, now there's a story.
A story?
About some Yankee cavalryman who was buried in this here well.
Buried in this well?
No further evidence of the Yankee cavalryman was found, and soon the well was cleared and providing water for the school. Next, the farmland itself was built up by such methods as contour plowing, crop rotation, planting cowpeas to enrich the soil, and mulching with barn manure mixed with forest leaves and weeds. Production per acre steadily increased. Ku Klux Klan raids and lynchings were common throughout the South at this time. To protect the school, Jacobs cultivated friendships in the white community. One neighbor was won over when Jacobs asked his expert advice on Alabama-style farming. Another opportunity arose when a hostile neighbor's barn burned, destroying his mules, wagons, and harness, and leaving him no way to cultivate his 15 acres of corn. The next morning, Jacobs harnessed 6 mules, loaded 6 cultivators into the wagon, and with his son Bertie and a few of the men's students, drove to the man's farm.
Yeah? What you want?
Sir, these young men and I have come to cultivate your corn.
Cultivate my... Is that the kind of man you are?
Yes, that's the kind of man I am. Why not?
Well, if that's the kind of man you are, I've got something to do.
Well, what's that, sir?
Mr. Jacobs... I've said some mighty hard things against you for starting that colored school. Now I ask you to forgive me for all I've said.
Why, I'd forgiven you long ago. If not, I wouldn't have been over here. Well, I guess that's it for the morning, men. Dinner's in the wagon. Bring it over here under the trees. We'll eat in the shade.
No, sir. My wife's getting dinner. We have something to eat at any rate, and you all will eat at my house. All of you.
Another time, Jacobs and the students assisted Bird Terry, an African-American farmer, and later they put a white farmer's wheat in the barn before the rain. While cultivating the neighbor's fields, the school personnel were also cultivating a good relationship with the community, a relationship that would endure.